Hello and welcome. This is Julie Hart with Awakening with the Masters, and I'd like to welcome you to this call. I am excited to introduce to you today's master, Larry Crane. Larry Crane is a best-selling author, a self-made millionaire, and a coach to the coaches. He has been featured in hundreds of articles in newspapers and magazines, including Time and TV Guide, and on television throughout the world. Larry has personally trained businessmen, psychiatrists, psychologists, sports and entertainment celebrities, salespeople, managers, and housewives in the art of letting go of problems, emotions, stress, and subconscious blocks that are holding people back from having total abundance and joy in their lives. His release technique has been taught to Fortune 500 companies and also to leaders such as Tom Hopkins, Norman Vincent Peale, and Coach John Wooden. Larry has trained over 100,000 graduates worldwide, and the effectiveness of his scientifically proven technique has been verified by researchers of Harvard, Columbia, and UCLA universities. Turn on the TV on any given day, and chances are you'll hear depressing news about foreclosures, unemployment, or war. But there is relief. Larry has proven he can help anyone become healthy, wealthy, and wise. And tonight, Larry will reveal how the brain is like a computer, and most of us have viruses that impede relationships and success. Also, why Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson underscore the danger of achieving success without happiness. And tonight you will learn why most people operate in zombie mode and are slaves to knee-jerk emotion. And lastly, why mankind is headed for disaster unless we address the root cause of anxiety and dread. So no matter if you are struggling with anxiety or with your finances or dealing with career or relationship stress, tonight Larry will teach you the secret to ridding yourself of all limitations so that you can become calm, successful, and happy. Larry, it is a real privilege to have you here with us. Thank you so much for being with us, and welcome to the call.
Oh, my pleasure, Julie.
Thank you. Would you please get us started? You've got a fascinating story, and I would love, would you share with us the story of some of the events in your lives that led you into this field?
Okay. Let me tell you about a man called Lester Levinson, who discovered the release technique. In 1952, Lester was a physicist and engineer. In 1952, at the age of 42 years old, he had a second massive heart attack. In those days, they didn't have bypass surgery and open heart surgery, so they sent Lester home to die. It was so serious that they recommended that he get himself loafers because it would be a bad idea for him to bend down and tie his shoelaces. Now, Lester was a physicist and an engineer, and they go back to the drawing board. They don't accept information unless they can prove it to themselves. And so he started to examine his life. He said, boy, they can't fix me, the experts. So if I don't fix myself, I'm a dead man, and I don't want to die. So he started to ask himself some questions, and the first question was, he noticed that the times when he was negative, he was sick, and the times when he was positive, he was well. And he wasn't well that often. He had every illness you ever heard of. And so he said to himself, if I can get rid of my negative feelings, maybe I could get better. And he stumbled upon a natural technique that each one of us knows how to do, but we forgot. We forgot how to do it. And in 3 months' time, he emptied out all of his negativity, so he had absolutely none left, no negativity left. And he knew that his body was cured. He never saw another doctor for the next 40 years professionally. He then took that consciousness, because when he unloaded all the negativity, his consciousness was so powerful and so positive that he directed it towards the financial aspects of his life, which he had a tendency to make money, lose money, make money, lose money. And he turned it in that direction and became a millionaire, and then he spent the rest of his life helping others find out what he found out. Lester was the most giving person that I ever met in my entire life. He was a true master. If you dropped an atomic bomb in front of him, he wouldn't have been upset. He couldn't bother him at all. And so I grew up in New York City in the Bronx. My father was a small retailer who worked 6.5 days a week to put food on our table. And I lived in the basement, and the rich guy lived on the sixth floor. And my father always told me if I could make $100 a week, I would have died and went to heaven. And so I put myself through school working lots of jobs, and when I graduated, I saw a bunch of friends of mine making lots of money, driving limos, doing all kinds of stuff like that. And so I became this aggressive guy, like, get out of my way, I'm going to take what I want. And I climbed my way to the top. I had a 10-room duplex apartment in Manhattan. I had businesses all over the world. I was in the White House, hanging around in the White House with lots of people in the White House. I was partners with billionaires. I had a beautiful wife. I had everything the world says is supposed to make you happy. And one night, Time Magazine wrote about an article about me, and I came home to my penthouse. It was about 9 o'clock on a Friday evening, and I walked over to the terrace, and I seriously thought of jumping. Here I had everything the world says is going to make you happy, and I still was miserable. I know what happened to an Elvis Presley or a Michael Jackson or some of the people at a Charlie Sheen, what's going on with them. You get everything the world says is going to make you happy, and you're still miserable. It's very confusing. Fortunately, I was never into drinking or drugs, and I wasn't even open to anything that was New Age type of things. I've always been sort of a Harry Truman guy. Show me. Prove it to me. Mm-hmm. And what I like about the release technique is that you can prove it to yourself. You don't have to believe a word anybody says. You prove it to yourself. And that's the true learning, you know. And so I was fortunate enough to hang around Lester for 22 years. One of the first things he told me when I met him was there was no such thing as a germ. Now, when he told me that, I used to be a hypochondriac. If you sneezed on a telephone, I'd probably catch a cold. Mm-hmm. I had every allergy you could think of and all that stuff. And so I walked away from that meeting, and I said, wow, what is he talking about? But I started to discriminate, and I said, well, you know, if he's right, I get to get rid of all my illnesses. If he's wrong, I'm no worse off than I am now, so I have nothing to lose. So I started to use the release technique on getting rid of my negativity, and I haven't seen a doctor professionally in 35 years. When you have all the stress and negativity in your body, it eats your body up, and that causes all illnesses. I don't say all some illnesses. I say all illnesses. And if you know how to get rid of it. Now, I've taught this technique to thousands of people who got rid of every illness you could think of, anxiety, depression, cancers, epilepsy, you name it. And basically what they do is they get rid of the negativity connected with those illnesses, and their body heals themselves. And this has happened to thousands of people. So what I'm about is to show this to people, because the world is suffering and you're beginning to see what's going on in the world. I mean, even it's man's contentiousness that's causing Mother Nature to erupt all over the place. Mm-hmm. And animals are erupting and so on, because there's all energy and we're all connected to each other. So basically that's how it started. Recently, last year, I ran into some chaps that are very interesting from the University of Pennsylvania, who are the leading experts in scientifically examining the mind and studying how quiet one is. They studied meditations, monks, speaking in tongues, you name it. And so we sat down and we started a talk. His name is Andrew Newberg and Mark Waldman. Andrew Newberg was the big guy in the What the Bleep. He's an MD, and he works at the University of Pennsylvania in the research center there. And I told him that I think that we have, some of our people have a quieter mind than a monk. And it's a big statement, and I said, we'll prove it. So we sent a bunch of people down to the University of Pennsylvania. They put them in an MRI machine, which measured the activity of their brain. And they came back and they said that the release technique is as good as anything they've ever studied. It's easy to use, and that that it really works in a big way. And they put it in writing and so on and so forth. These are men that have been in Time Magazine, Newsweek, Oprah, you name it, all over the place. They've written all kinds of books. It's called Center for Spirituality in the Mind. So anyway, that's some of the stories.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
And, mm-hmm. Well, it leads me to just being really intrigued, because mm-hmm. you've earned millions as a successful businessman, and mm-hmm. I'm curious what you were doing then to land in Time Magazine, and why did you give up such a lucrative profession to teach others how to be happy?
Well, basically, when Lester decided to leave, Lester was a true master. I had been in business, and I made a lot of money, and I told you I had all the toys and everything, and I was miserable. So I studied the release technique and started to get rid of my misery. And I got happier and happier and happier, and interestingly enough, more successful without the effort. And so I even retired. And I came out here to California and started a second career, didn't know anybody, whatever it is, and pretty soon I became managing people like Joan Collins and Shirley Jones and a bunch of people like that, and put on, you know, worldwide concerts and all kinds of stuff like that. But when Lester decided to transcend, he asked me to continue his work. He didn't want anything from anybody. Lester was 1,000% giving, so he asked me if I'd continue his work, and I said I would, and I just walked away from all this other stuff and started to do this full-time. Before that, I used to do teachings and whatever it is. Whenever Lester asked me to go out and teach, I would. And so that's what I've been doing, and it's a fantastic, very rewarding life filled with giving. Not taking, with giving. And most people really don't understand what giving is. For most people, what they think is love is, as long as you do what I want you to do, I love you, and the minute you don't, I'm not going to love you. Mm. And that's what's got the world all mixed up. Most of it is intellectual. And the only thing you either love and you feel it in your body. It's not something that I tell you I love you and I smile at you. And all. That's not what it is. It's way more than that. It's basically, the best way to describe it is it's an isness. It's an isness that's inside you. And the funny thing about it is the world doesn't know it. But what you're looking for is inside you already. All the happiness and all the love is right inside you, all covered up with mental viruses. Now, a mind built a computer. That's how it became, a computer. And computers work like minds, and minds work like computers, and it works exactly like a computer. So that if you have a virus in your computer, it's going to interfere with the way the computer operates unless you know how to take it out. Now, you can move the computer from room to room, which is what we're doing with our minds. We're taking it to different places, moving into different relationships, doing all kinds of things, taking vacations. You have a virus in your computer, and you turn it off. When you come back and turn it on, the virus is still there. So you go on vacation, you might sidestep some of your feelings, but when you come back, they're still there. So you didn't accomplish anything. Now, with the release technique, you would empty it out. It's very easy to do. It's a lot of fun, and I love the show. I understand that someone in your office is around and will volunteer so I could show your audience how to do it.
Yes, that'd be great.
And then they can follow along, and I'll be happy to answer some questions. But basically, we've showed this to five-year-olds, because I said this is something that everybody knows how to do. Now, the problem is, when you have a computer, when you buy it in a store, it works beautifully. There's no viruses. But along the way, as we use it, it picks up viruses. And so you don't want to put anything in the computer. In order for it to work in its true pristine self, you want to remove the viruses. Don't put anything in. More information in there is information overload. Now, when you want to delete something in a computer, it says, are you sure you want to delete it, yes or no? When you hit the yes button, it goes into the recycle bin, and it's still there. If you know how to go in and take it out, it'll be permanently removed, but most people don't even know how to go in and take it out permanently. So it's the same thing about the mind. Most of us are suppressing our feelings. That's the most prevalent thing that people do with their feelings. When you suppress them, you put it in your subconscious mind, and subconscious means you don't know it's there. You're not aware that it's there. So if you're not aware it's there, it interferes and sabotages your relationships, your money-making consciousness, your business consciousness, your health. It just does, because it's like a virus, and a virus's job is to spread out and destroy things, and it goes to other bodies. So with this technique, and the same thing in a computer, when you get a virus, it's supposed to go to other computers. This shows you how to take it out, and boy, are we spreading out viruses all over the world. The newspapers are the biggest spreader, the media.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting out all this negativity. There is no recession. It's all a mental recession caused by the people that run the world that are putting out all this stuff about the unemployment and this and that. It serves no purpose to us whatsoever. It's causing everybody to get very, very negative every day. Mm-hmm. And the government and the presidents and the senators, they're all putting out negativity. There is not one newspaper that's positive. If there was, nobody would buy it. Unfortunately, human beings became addicted to negativity. It starts when we're children. You know what we teach children? wonderful positive nursery rhymes like Little Miss Muffet sat in a tuffet, along came a spider. Scared the heck out of the kid. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, fell down, broke his head. Little Jack Horner, all, you know, the three big wolves, right? Mm-hmm. Say, Mommy, I'm tired now. Can you read me a nursery rhyme? And what do we need? Read them? A negative nursery rhyme. Scare the heck out of the kid. So they start off with all this fear, all thinking it's enjoyable. There's nothing enjoyable about it. What do we study when we get older? Ernest Hemingway, who was a drunk and a drug addict. We go to see the, you know, top Broadway shows like The Death of a Salesman. This is a nutty planet. You want to come out of that and you want to cut your throat. And we put these people up and make them Pulitzer Prize winners, the ones who write all this stuff. So that's how we accumulate all this negativity, surrounded by negativity. However, it's interesting, we have a free Wednesday night call for our graduates, and we also offer free coaching for our graduates and so on. This is taught on CDs that you're going to tell people about. Comes on 17 CDs, and it's with a workbook and so on, and we take you step-by-step on how to use this technique. So it's an amazing course, very easy to learn. We have support, so there's free support. We don't charge you for calls once you're a graduate. And you come on Wednesday night, the world is not coming to an end. You hear people sharing things like, I just got fired, but I got a better job 2 weeks later. I couldn't sell my house. I sold it for over $50,000 more than I was asking. All the time, one after the other. I had an illness. I got rid of the illness. One after the other. So we're not spreading viruses out. We're trying to communicate that this doesn't have to happen. And that's what we're about. And for those people that have anxiety and depression and fear and not happy in their lives, this is a way of turning your life around. How do I know it worked for me? And I had no reason to be unhappy intellectually, none whatsoever. I had businesses all over the world. I was with famous people. I had a beautiful wife. I had a gorgeous penthouse. I had everything the world says is going to make you happy, and I still was miserable. So I know what happened to these famous people. And because the happiness that we're looking for is inside us, not outside. Once you get rid of these mental viruses, your mind works beautifully. Once you get rid of the viruses in your computer, it works beautifully. Same thing, exactly.
So can you share with us a little bit about how exactly are we releasing these viruses, and how is it different from other motivational courses or even therapy?
Okay, it's very different because we're not talking about it. We'll show you how to do it step by step. So frankly speaking, if my mother put a carrot in my ears when I was 3 years old and I'm still disturbed by it, tell me how to help me to understand it. Why would I want to sit there and try to understand why she did what she did? Mm. The smart thing would be to realize that she didn't know what she was doing and just move on, let it go. There's no point in understanding all this stuff. So to me, therapy could help you in certain ways, but if I have a splinter in my finger, it doesn't help me to know who gave it to me, why they gave it to me, what color it is, how long it is. I just want to take a tweezer and pull it out. Mm-hmm. With this release technique, you just take a tweezer and you pull it out. You just let it go. That's it. The New Age stuff is all good, and if it benefits you, I say use it, you know. This is super fast. Meditation is excellent. I'm not going to knock any of these things. They're all good. But basically, meditation is an attempt to quiet your mind. It takes a long time to do that, and it takes a practice. You can feel like you're meditating. For those that are meditating, you can feel like you're meditating using the release technique right in the heat of the battle. For example, if you were in a big business discussion, and you're getting agitated, it's not very practical to get in a meditative state in front of them. They'll look at you like you're strange. Or you could say, excuse me a minute, I'll be back in 2 hours. You could lose the moment. Mm-hmm. With the release technique, you'll be able to do it right in front of them with your eyes open, and they don't know that you're letting go, and you're feeling like you're meditating in a nice, quiet state, and you're clear. When you meditate, you're quieting your mind. And the quieter a mind is, the more successful they are. There's a man called Daniel Goldman who wrote 2 books called Emotional Intelligence. but he didn't show you how to do it. With this technique, you don't let your emotions run you. Now, that voice that plays in your head, whose voice is it? It's your voice.
Okay.
It's your voice in there playing. And unfortunately, we think we have to listen to that voice. So sometimes somebody insults us or whatever it is, and then all night long it's playing. You know, what they said, this is terrible. You know, whatever, I feel so bad. Now, we don't have to listen to that. It's just energy. And everything in the universe is energy. Everything is connected to energy. The voices, the sounds, our bodies, and we all feel each other. We call it, I get a good vibe, I get a bad vibe. So if you get rid of the negativity, what people feel from you is love. They just feel a nice feeling, so they come your way. We call it, let the other person have it my way.
Hmm.
So if you can let go of the negativity, we even have, you know, big-time lawyers who work on class action suits using the release technique. Now, you know, lawyers usually into posturing and threatening and manipulating and all that stuff. And, you know, these guys do it on a regular basis. But, you know, they're now using the release technique, winning cases with love.
Mm-hmm.
Highly unusual. But they love it. They don't have to go through the stress and all the other stuff, see?
Absolutely. Everyone benefits, that's for sure.
Right.
Yes, and you know, there's so many testimonials that I've read here. I'm going to read one of these, which I got a little giggle out of. Thank you so much, Larry. Just this month, I earned an extra $500 without moving a muscle. It came out of absolutely nowhere. And thanks, Larry, for the technique for attracting women. Boy, were you right. Those are just two. Much improvement in peace of mind, happiness, and love. Thank you, Larry, my friend, from a gentleman named Zach.
Yeah, we show people, see, anybody will be attracted to you if you're loving.
Mm-hmm.
If you're angry and you're manipulating and you're screaming and yelling and doing whatever we think we have to do, they don't want anything to do with you. That has to do with relationships. That has to do in business. That has to do with anything, with children. So we know, you have the tools to have emotional intelligence. There's a man called Warren Buffett. He's the second richest guy in the world. And what he said is that the greatest tool that he has, the greatest thing that he has in his life is he knows how to manage his emotions. He's the second richest guy in the world. He knows how to manage his emotions. He's not run by his fears. When he decides to do something, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's not vacillating back and forth, see? Another thing, they said, well, what's the greatest thing you ever learned? He said his parents taught him how to love. You can see it on YouTube. Look at him. He has lots of videos up there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we get rid of the negativity, what we do is we discover what love is. No negativity, one is loving. And if we can get rid of our fears and get rid of our non-loving feelings, we would discover that we are unlimited and have no limitations. And we're teaching people how to be unlimited. Now, why is it that Warren Buffett is the second richest guy in the world who's willing to give away $38 billion? He gave it away a couple of years ago. You know what? He knew he was going to get it back. He's now worth $52 billion. So you get so positive, and it's something that can be learned, not, you know, inherited. It doesn't have anything to do with being smart or being lucky. We have some people. There's a fella, Steve Wynn, his name is. He's a lovely, lovely man. He lives in Iowa, and he first learned the course about 10 years ago. He was selling pizzas and making about $30,000 a year. Today, he studied and he's practiced the release technique. He's a multimillionaire. Using the method all this time. He's one of my teachers now. Anybody can do it. I've had people that were totally broke. Last night, there's a chap that I do live classes all around the world. We usually have about 3 live classes every weekend all over the world. And one chap was there, and when I first met him a few years ago, he was totally broke. He came to me. I was on a radio show in Los Angeles, and he heard about me, and somehow he got a hold of my telephone number. I don't know how he did it. And he rang my doorbell, and he said, I got to learn this class. I was doing a live class here in Los Angeles. And he said, I'll do whatever I need to do. And it was something nice about him. I don't know. I don't normally do that. And so he painted some part of my house, and I taught him the course. He was totally broke. He was very unkempt, and someone had a totally miserable life. He showed up last night, this is 5 years later, He's made over $50,000 at one time by using the release technique. He's nicely dressed. He's happy. He's not miserable anymore. He has a way of making a nice living for himself. And these things happen over and over again. There are thousands of stories like this.
I can see why it must be so rewarding for you. It's quite exciting, and I don't know about people listening, but I'm personally pretty ready to experience some of this releasing and to witness it. So I believe I get to introduce one of my favorite people in the world, one of our fantastic producers, Steve Birch, to the call. And Larry, you'll be leading Steve through an exercise for us, correct?
And I'll invite people to follow along so your listeners can follow along and get a sense of it.
All right.
So, Steve. Hi.
Hi, Julie, Larry.
Thank you for helping us. I appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
So, Steve, do you have an issue in your life? And we don't need to get into the details of it because we're just dealing with energy. But
yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know, if I don't share my issue and we just keep it generic, then everyone can can find an issue of their own and kind of work through it as we go. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So would you say that one of your issues is you're either worried or you're frustrated?
You're probably worried.
Okay, good. So and everybody follow along. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worrisome and 0 being the least worrisome, where would you be?
Say an 8.
Okay. Now, does the worry help you?
It never does.
Did you ever know anybody that worried themselves out of a problem?
No, of course.
Have you ever worried yourself out of a problem?
Yeah, so why is it still here?
No, you haven't worried yourself out of a problem, or it still wouldn't be there. Okay, so I'm going to show, all I need you to do, I can show you how to get rid of the worry, but you're going to have to do something that you've never done before. Are you willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay, all I need you to do is say yes to the worry, so I could help you get rid of the worry. Would you be willing to do that? Just
yes.
Everybody follow along. Could you say yes to the worry?
I can.
Could you say yes to the worry some more?
Yes.
Could you say yes again?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
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 Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worrisome and 0 being the least worrisome, where would you be now?
Maybe a 6.
So it went down a couple of points, right?
Yeah.
Now, this will surprise you, but the worry will talk to you if you talk to it, because it's your worry. Can you see that? It doesn't belong to anybody else but you.
Sure.
Can you see that? It's your worry, and you've been holding on to it, right?
Right.
If you've been holding on to it, guess what? You can let it go. It doesn't belong to anybody else. A lot of times people call me up, we do support, and they tell me that they're having trouble in this, their body hurts and their mind's driving them crazy. And I say, okay, look, can you put the owner on the phone? I mean, you're the owner. It's your feelings, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ask the worry if it wants to leave. Just go ahead and ask it if it wants to leave.
Do you want to leave?
What's it say?
No answer.
Well, yeah, ask it sincerely.
Yeah. Do you want to leave? Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, all feelings want to leave. Every negative feeling wants to leave. But you see, since you're the owner and you're the boss, it can't leave unless you give it permission. So just say to it, this may sound silly, but watch what happens. Say to the worry, I love you and I give you permission to leave.
I love you and I give you permission to leave.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worrisome and 0 being the least worrisome, where would you be now?
Wow, that made a huge difference.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm probably maybe a 3.5, 4.
Right. All right, so it's like crabgrass. If you don't pull out the crabgrass, it starts growing back. Ask the remaining worry if it wants to leave.
Do you want to leave?
Yeah, okay. All right, I love you.
Yeah, they do want to leave.
I love you.
I love you.
And I give you permission to leave.
And I give you permission to leave.
So where are you now? On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worrisome and 0 being the least worrisome, where would you be?
Yeah, it's almost non-existent.
You got it. Now, do you have any idea how long that could possibly take, if at all, ever happen, if you were being analyzed or whatever is out there?
Right.
And we just did this in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You see that? Now, anybody can do it once learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you got rid of all your worry, because the mind goes real deep and the computers have a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff has been suppressed. But once you show how to do, once you learn how to do it, then you just do it. If it comes up some more, you do it again. You do it again until you get rid of it. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
All right. So what about the frustration? Let's work on that.
Okay.
Now, frustration occurs because we, and most people in the world, is pretty frustrated. When you can't have what you're looking for, you get frustrated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's it coming from? I mean, it's definitely not a benefit to us, and yet we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are not living the life they want to live. They don't live the lifestyle. They don't have the financial wherewithal that they want. They have weight problems. They have relationship problems. They have problems with their children, on and on and on. That'll cause you a lot of frustration. You can get frustrated just reading the newspapers, watching the newspaper, you know, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get you frustrated, all right? So ask your mind if it knows how to get rid of the frustration. It doesn't have a clue, does it?
No.
If I ask you what your name is, you can give it to me. If I ask you what your telephone number is, you have that.
Yeah.
Now, can you see how silly it is to ask something for years and years and years and for an answer that's not there? It's like looking in an empty file cabinet for an answer that's not there. We keep looking.
Right.
Right? Okay. Now, but it does have one answer. It tells you to beat yourself up.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Doesn't it?
Sure.
You think that would cause frustration? Now you want to know what the source of frustration is. You're beating yourself up. All right? Now, the question is, how do you get rid of it? Well, you need to ask yourself an important question. If it's not resolving the frustration, you know, I need to make a decision. I'm going to be positive and love myself, or I'm going to be negative and beat myself up. What do you decide?
Well, you'd obviously choose to love yourself.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrated and 0 being the least frustrated, where would you be now?
I'd guess 7, I guess.
Okay, good. All right. So now you get made a decision. So could you let go of disapproving of yourself since you're doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Could you let go of disapproving of yourself a little bit more?
Yes.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself a little bit more?
Yes.
And 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 could you give yourself some approval?
Yes.
And could you give yourself a little bit more approval?
Yes.
And could you give yourself a little bit more approval?
Yes.
And a little bit more.
Yes.
And a little bit more.
Yes.
Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrating and 0 being the least, where would you be now?
On this specific issue, I guess around a 4.
Right. All right. Go ahead and ask it if it wants to leave.
It can't be this easy.
It is. Go ahead, Evan. Ask it if it wants to leave.
Do you want to leave? Do you want to leave? I got a yes.
Yeah, okay. I love you.
I love you.
And I give you permission to leave.
And I give you permission to leave.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrating, 0 being the least, where would you be now?
Yeah, probably a 2.
Okay. Now, you keep working on it, it'll go down to 0.
Right.
You have no frustrations at all. And if you don't have any frustrations at all, to the extent that you have no frustrations, to the extent that your life is happy.
Mm-hmm.
And where is that energy? Inside you. Do you feel a lot lighter?
I do.
We did a lot of releasing. Notice your body. Are you breathing a little easier?
I am, and I'm sitting up straighter.
Exactly.
It's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't point it out to you, you wouldn't even know it.
Uh-huh.
You see? So that's what happens. As you get rid of negativity, you just get healthier, happier.
Mm-hmm.
Your posture is better. Everything starts working for you. You start smiling. The happiness that everybody's looking for is right inside you right now, covered up with all this negativity, so we can't see what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Showing you how to get rid of it gets you to really experience happiness. Everybody's looking for happiness. Everybody's looking for love.
Right.
and hardly anybody finds it. Because we're looking for it in the world, and you can't find it. Why would Elvis Presley do what he did? He had good looks, he had talent, he had all the money in the world, he had people chasing him, and he goes and does what he does.
Right.
Because he didn't get it from the world. It was inside him, and he was looking away from it,
mm-hmm.
trying to get it in the world, and he didn't get it.
Yeah.
That's what you happen with all these rich and famous people that do all these crazy things. They don't know how to get rid of their mental viruses. So you who are listening, if you don't know how to get rid of your mental viruses, it's really not very easy to be happy, to have the love that you want, to have the success, to live the lifestyle that you want, to have financial freedom. And that's what we're offering. And the best way to teach it is a way of, we sell 17 CDs, and they're going to tell you about it.
Larry, yeah. before I drop off and throw it back to Julie,
sure.
I did have a question about how this works in general. I'm sure you have other exercises and things that are all
part. Oh, if that's all it is, then I don't have to give you 17 CDs and a workbook and free coaching.
Well,
mine has been around a long time.
And yeah.
It's very complicated. And Lester unlocked the science of the mind. He unlocked the science of it.
Right. But yeah. in this case, working with me, you led me through step by step. Is that something you teach people to do for themselves?
Yes.
I see.
Okay. We don't want you to be dependent on us.
Right.
We want you to learn how to do it yourself.
Okay.
And people do learn it themselves. It does take a skill. Most people are not playing life to its fullest. They think they are, but they're not. I thought I was playing life, and I still was miserable. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a commitment. Anybody is a champion is the first one that's on the field and the last one that leaves. Anybody that wants to be a world-class pianist is practicing all the time, and not just practicing occasionally. And so once you learn the technique, you're motivated. It motivates you because you get more positive, and more positive, you keep going and digging up all the stuff until you really get to a place where you're just happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots and lots and lots and lots of people who are doing that. And I want everybody to know about it, and I thank you both for allowing me to give us the time so that people could know that they don't have to be suffering, that they can be finally loving and having the things that they want and be happy and be healthy. Yeah.
Well, I'll say just before I mute myself again and go back to Julie that I'm surprised that I'm feeling better as time goes on as you continue to talk. It's like kind of a warming that's happening.
It'll get better and better because, all this land, all these emotions really want to leave.
Yeah,
they do.
That.
So once it starts to leave, this energy creates momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't anything that I'm saying. It's just you opened up the funnel and allowing this negativity. You don't even have to know what it is. It doesn't even matter. And it's leaving.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Larry. And thank you, Julie.
Oh, thank you so much for being our guest, Steve.
Sure. My pleasure.
And interestingly, just listening to this, it is just so simple, but during each of those exercises, I felt my my pre-interview jitters really smoothed out. My shoulders came down and my breathing slowed, and it wasn't even conscious. I had to catch myself and realize, oh, look at that. I'm not as tense anymore, and it's incredible.
Okay, now here's the deal. See, Julie, when you know how to do this, people feel your energy. So your interviews will be much better because
very good.
Because you're relaxed, and most people don't know how to release. So by you being relaxed, they'll start relaxing.
Very good.
Because we all do feel each other.
Yep.
So if somebody's uptight or whatever it is, there's a chance that the other person's going to get uptight. And I'm not talking about interviews. I'm talking about business or anything, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
This chap that had all these women chasing him, it's easy. He knew how to love. I'm talking about the real love. He wasn't blowing in your ear and being a wise guy and opening lines. He just was loving. By getting rid of his negativity, they felt his energy. Everybody's looking for love. Everybody on the planet is looking for love. But it's not in presence. It's not in saying you're beautiful. It's not in driving you up and around in a limousine. It's not. It's a feeling that you get from somebody. And when you know how to do that, you're on top of the world, and you don't use it to manipulate other people because you wouldn't be thinking about manipulating other people. You truly love them. There's a true love, and it makes you feel wonderful. And that's what you get out of it.
Yeah. Well, it also seems to me that in order to authentically have that love for someone else, we really truly have to cultivate it first within ourselves, which may sometimes be the hardest thing for us, as we like to beat ourselves up, like you mentioned earlier.
Well, it's a habit. We don't like to beat ourselves up, but I mean, we just don't know we're doing it. We're on automatic. See, there are three aspects of mind. The first aspect is a sensing aspect. It's hot and it's cold. We have that and animals have it. The second aspect of mind is the automatic playback and response aspect of mind, recording aspect of mind. We have that and animals have it. You take a little elephant, it's a little baby, and you put a rope around it, and you take a stake and you nail it down, and the baby wires up, I can't move. A few months later, when it weighs a ton, it's still wired up, I can't move. So their ability to think clearly is not there, and they sit there, and they stand there, and they don't move, when they can just move their foot, and off they would go. So animals have that, and we have it. But we have the ability that animals don't have, is the ability to clearly discriminate. That's what we call it, discriminate. Some people call it awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Call it whatever you want to call it, but it's the ability to think clearly, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry, and I had a lot of illnesses and so on. When I first did the course, I used to scream at the top of my lungs 20 times a day. It wasn't that I wanted to do it. I just didn't have the tools to stop. And it caused all kinds of trouble for me. Once I learned the technique, I didn't have to scream and yell. I know how to manage my emotions. I'm not pushing it down. But I did realize that the reason I was successful, even while I was like that, is I did have the ability to see things clearer than other people did. I just didn't know it at the time because I was busy beating myself up.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the ability to discriminate. I could see things clearly. Even though I had a lot of anger and other emotions and stuff like that, I could still see things a little clearer than other people. Now, I didn't really care how I stack up against anybody else. When you're feeling not so hot, you want to use your technique, the technique to get rid of what you're doing. It's not a contest.
Mm-hmm.
When I was feeling unhappy, later on I started to use it, and people would come over to me and say, boy, you look so calm and so happy. And I'm thinking, what are they talking about? So it isn't a contest. I just had to adjust myself. My downs are most people's ups, and I had to adjust myself to that. Oh, I see. So if I'm a little down, I'm not in a contest. I just have the tools to get rid of it, and I get rid of it, and that's it. And you get happier and happier and happier and lighter. It's awfully nice.
I can absolutely imagine this just being so simple and such a value to know this, and just to get in the habit of doing it is probably absolutely the key. And I have a really quick question for you, just out of absolute curiosity for me, is why you say the negative feelings want to leave. Can you tell us why?
Because they don't belong there. They're not natural. They're not natural. Doesn't your body let you know you have to go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you kept it in there, this stuff is going to hurt you. And this negativity is pleading for you to get out. Pleading to get out. That's why we have pain. Pain is a doorbell ringing saying, please let me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? Because we're not thinking clearly and we don't discriminate, we beat it up. Your foot hurts you. It's a pocket of negative energy. The doorbell's ringing saying, hey, my foot is hurting me. Please fix me. So what do? We try to figure out what to do about it. We don't have an answer. It's silly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like taking a stick and banging it on your foot. We beat it up. It's a lack of clarity. Don't send a pocket of negative energy more negative energy. Send it positive energy. It'll fix itself. And that's how you get people to cure themselves of the severest illnesses you ever heard of. Epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, you name it. They use the technique and it goes away. Because if you're going to disapprove of what it is you're doing, you're actually collecting it. Can you see that?
I see, yes.
Anything that you don't like, it's going to keep happening. Anything you want to change, and most people have a dictionary book of things they want to change in their life. If you want to change it, you're holding it in mind, and it's not going to change, and you don't even realize it. You got something you want to change in your life? You don't tell me what it is. You have something you want to change?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. Think about it. Does it feel good?
It could feel better.
It doesn't feel so terrific, right? All right. Now, the opposite of that is think about it. The thing that you want to change, see it as 100% perfect. Not that it's not happening, but think about, say, for example, it was money. I don't know what it is, right? And you want to change your financial situation. What you think about is, how do you feel if you have $1 million or have lots of cash flow? So whatever your aspect of your thing is, how would you feel if that thing that you wanted to change is just the way you want it to be? How would you feel?
I feel ecstatic.
Okay. Feel that energy inside you. Can you see that energy is inside you? Allow it to expand. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Allow it to expand even more. And a little bit more. And a little bit more. Now you can see how these scientists can measure energy. See, this is measurable. How does it feel?
It feels pretty euphoric.
Okay. Can you allow it to expand even more?
Okay.
And a little bit more. And a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a story that goes with all these things that we want to change. It's a useless story. Can you just allow that story to evaporate and dissolve? Just like the genie in the bottle in a television show, just allow the story to evaporate and dissolve.
Okay.
And tell me what's left.
Just the euphoria.
Right.
It's so simple, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I would never in a million years think to put myself through an exercise like this on my own, so thank you.
It helps to have, you know, if you have a virus in your computer, sometimes you have to take it into the shop.
Absolutely.
To fix it. You can try to muck with it yourself, but, you know, bring it in the shop. That's why we have live classes all over the world. Almost every weekend we have classes, weekend classes, and we also sell these CDs and stuff. And in the CDs, it takes you step by step of how to get rid of it. Plus, we're the only ones, as far as I know, to do this. We offer free coaching. Okay. So if you're stuck Monday through Friday, I have people that we've trained, and you can call them up, and they'll help you. I'll help you get unstuck.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And just one other quick question for you, because I know you had mentioned earlier that mankind is headed for disaster unless we address the root of anxiety and dread. Mm-hmm. Can you just please elaborate on that a little bit more deeper level for us?
Well, as you said, Julie, we seem to be addicted with negativity. What's the big hit movies? You know?
Yeah.
The Exorcist, all these negative movies that I would never go to in a million years. What would you want to go there for, you know? But we're attached to it. I think I don't know what it is. You take a look at most of the television shows on television, they're all negative. The Survivor, you know, you watch, it's just causing a lot of trauma in the world. The newspapers, the television, you know, if there was something positive, newspaper, nobody would read it.
Right.
There's a reason for traffic jams. I have the solution for traffic jams. It's easy. Somebody starts up in the morning in Los Angeles. We live here in the freeway, right? If they kept going at a regular rate, there wouldn't be a traffic jam. If everybody moved at the same rate, there would be no traffic jam. So what happens? Somebody has an accident on the other side of the freeway, and everybody slows down to look at it because we're addicted to it. Why don't you just keep moving? Well, then I have something to say when I get to the office. Did you see what happened? That guy smacked into the side of the thing. And then you got traffic jams. If people wouldn't pay attention to that stuff and were release on it, the traffic would move.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the police come around and really help out. They start putting flashlights out, putting, you know, flares on the road, and slowing the traffic down on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just pull a car over to the side? That's too easy.
Got it. And real quickly, I would like to have you answer one more question. I think most of our listeners would really benefit from, and then we have a special offer to offer everybody. But what do you think would be the most important thing, if you could share one thing with our listeners right now that would help them further their awakening to their own greatness, what would you say?
It's being decisive, is deciding, making a decision that I'm going to do whatever it takes to move out of this negativity. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to find an answer. That's where I was when I thought of jumping on the penthouse, thinking of jumping.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I wasn't going to jump. It looked like for a while I was going to jump. I was so unhappy. I had all these toys, and there I am standing there after Time magazine had written an article about me, and I'm thinking of jumping. But I really made a decision. I'm going to find an answer. I don't know what it is. I'm going to look all over the planet. I'm going to find an answer. I stumbled into a few New Age courses, and I didn't find any answers because basically they were talking at me. They were saying things like, when you're negative, be positive. When you're stressed out, relax.
Mm.
Why don't you just love everybody? I didn't know how to do it. Why don't you stop yelling? I didn't know how to do it. The technique showed me how to do it. Once you know how to do that, then the world is your cup of tea. But you have to make a decision that I'm going to play life. See, most of us are not playing life to its fullest. I'm going to find an answer. I really want my happiness. I want to stop the suffering. And the only way to do that is to empty out these mental viruses that we've accumulated. That's the only way to do it that I know of. You have to empty them out, and they want to leave. You just heard Steve say they want to leave. They don't want to leave. Everyone doesn't have a special, negative feeling that wants to stay. It doesn't want to stay. There are a lot of reasons behind it, a lot of yes buts, and I don't want to let it go. But when you know that you're the boss, then you can let it go.
Great, thank you. It makes perfect sense, and it's incredibly inspiring how simple this can be, because, my goodness, our lives are crazy enough and stressful enough as it is to add anything complicated. So I'd like to invite our listeners, for anyone who is ready to make that decision and actually to find an answer and actually to do something and make that decision tonight, to go to deeper levels of emotional freedom with Larry's program. He has put together a special offer for us. And if you're streaming in on your computer, you can simply click on Larry's special offer button right now on the screen. And if you're listening by phone, you can also go right now to Larry's special link that we've made, which is www.awakeningwiththemasters.com/release. That's R-E-L-E-A-S-E, release. And Larry, would you please let everyone know what we'll find here?
What happens when you get there is a discount code of AM10, AM10. And you put that in, and instead of $279, you're going to have it for $197, which is an amazing deal. Now, it comes with 17 CDs, comes with a workbook, comes with free coaching. And so the CDs, on the very first CD, you'll begin to start releasing. So it's not a lecture, you have to concentrate. If you think you're going to buy these CDs and learn it while you're doing or listening in a car, I don't recommend doing it. After you learn how to release, you can play them in a car. And you can play them over and over again, and each time it'll get deeper and deeper. So it's something that you could use for lifetimes, years and years and years. But at first you have to concentrate. It's like trying to take apart a computer while you're juggling eggs. You got to concentrate on it. Once you concentrate on it, then it becomes easier and easier, and then it's okay to listen to it in a car. And it comes with a workbook and free coaching. And we also have every Wednesday night, you'll have a telephone number to join in with people around the world, and we sometimes go on for as much as an hour and a half or 2 hours. And people get to ask questions and make comments, and it's wonderful. And a lot of times I have it, I'm just not doing it myself. I have all the teachers, and we have 7 teachers who travel all around the world doing it. Each one of them, I showed them how to be financially successful themselves, and some of them weren't right off the get-go, but they've used the technique, and they know how to do it. We also have, again, free support. So if you need any support, once you're a graduate, once you're a member, you'll have a telephone number you can call, and they'll help you.
Thank you so much. That's a huge amount of content and value, and especially if we can get immediate results and not burn out on a long, drawn-out process before we feel anything, that's wonderful. If I may, Larry, there's one other testimonial that really just hit me, and I'd love to share it.
Sure.
It's from a gentleman named James in Minnesota, and it says, "The peace deepens steadily. Finances have increased spectacularly. I am able to smile at strangers and say hi when appropriate instead of averting my gaze and walking by. I went from being unemployed to $1 million in 1 year since using the release technique. My business is earning over $1 million per year." And, my goodness, there's, Joe Vitale from The Secret, and there's just so many endorsements, people that believe in what they're doing. So thank you very, very much.
Yeah. I've taught it to famous people. There's a man called John Wooden, who's the winningest coach of all time in basketball. He was a coach of UCLA, and he won 99 games in a row and 10 national championships. Nobody's ever done that. And John is a wonderful man, and he learned the technique. He learned it when he said, why would the most positive guy in the world learn this technique? He learned it because his wife had passed on, and he really was his wife, and, you know, they were in love. And he felt bad, and somebody told him about it, and he used the technique, and he had his son use it, and so on. And basically, it's so simple, and he really endorsed it. He told us about it. Norman Vincent Peale used the technique, recommended it for people. A lot of famous people. But we want everybody to have it. It doesn't have to be a famous person. Everybody has a need and a desire for happiness with no sorrow. And that's what we're offering people. And it's easy to do. It's a very inexpensive price. It's really a bargain price for happiness.
Definitely.
If you knew you were going to get happiness, what would you pay for it? If you really knew it. And not only that, but it comes with a money-back guarantee. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the guarantee starts from the time you receive it in your house. So if you don't like it, you know, the smart thing would be if you didn't like it, you call up the support line first and see if they can help you. But in any event, right. It's not about money.
Right. Thank you. It sounds like everything to gain and nothing to lose. You're a definite inspiration to me, Larry, because you...
No.
Well, you're letting us show up in a more loving and empowered way, and that can do nothing but create a better world for all of us to live in. So I'm very grateful, and would love to share one last time, just in case anyone did miss that link. The special link is www.awakeningwiththemasters.com/release. And Larry, as we wrap up this call, unfortunately, we're running short on time, and I wish we could talk a whole lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any final thoughts that you would like to leave us with?
Final thought that I can tell everybody is your happiness is your very nature. Love is your nature. It's inside you. It's not outside you. Just look in the right direction. Go inside, get rid of these mental viruses that you have, and you'll discover how positive you are naturally. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to have gone to college. You don't have to be lucky. You don't have to do anything. And we've got people from every walk of life you can imagine, from poor people to rich people to you name it. Anybody, and you can go in there and find out what true love is, what true positiveness is, what happiness is, and you can get to that place where you're there all the time. Not sometimes, but all the time. And one of the things, one of my great gifts, is that I know that who makes Larry happy is Larry, and who makes Larry unhappy is Larry. Mm-hmm. And therefore, nobody can give me anything, and nobody can take away anything from me. So once I knew that, that puts you really on top. There's nothing that can happen to me. Nobody can do anything to me, take it away from me, give me anything. Nobody can blow in my ear. And I didn't used to know that. And now I know it's solid with every bone in my body. And that everybody can have that same thing where they know exactly who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are trying to find out who they are. And it's right under your nose. Dorothy knew that in The Wizard of Oz. All she had to do was click her heels and she went home. That's all you got to do. Go use your finger and hit that link and use your telephone number and call up and get it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Absolutely. Happiness all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To me sounds like heaven on earth.
It is. It is.
It is. Well, thank you again for sharing this hour with us, Larry. And thank you also to all of our listening community for your enthusiasm and your participation in our series. And once again, your awakening has the power to uplift the entire planet. So keep checking your call calendars or your emails and get reminded about the upcoming calls. And thanks and good night.
Thank you, Julie.